Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so I'm excited about this morning's message. Last week, the Spirit of God had his way, and I was sharing with Brother Tony. Are you back there, Brother Tony? Yeah, you know, well, I said last week, we went Pentecostal in here. But hey, I cannot, when God wants to move, you got to let him move. Amen? I got to get Pastor Fee out of the way. Let go and let God. Can I get amen? But I'm excited about this morning's message. And so, if you have your cell phones and fax machines and emails, can you turn them off? Or put them in the off position, amen? Amen, I'm ready to go. I've been in the gate, and they're off. Praise God. So, thank you, Jesus. So, let's look up here. And I'm going to go before the throne room of grace and ask God to give us ears to hear, amen? And so, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus Lives Inside of Us. Jesus lives inside of us. How many remember the day that you got saved, that the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing mighty wind? Amen. Oh, yes. And for 31 years, he has never left me, nor has he forsaken me. Can I get amen? Amen. When Jesus takes residence in your life, it's a done deal. And I'll show you through scripture. Can I get amen? Amen. And if you've truly been born of God, he will be the one to keep you. Can I get amen? Even when you don't want to be kept, he will keep you. Can I get amen? He will not allow the enemy to thwart the plan of God's plan for your life. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. God has a mighty plan for each and every one of us. Little did you know that one day you would be in the household of faith. Back in the day, I remember when I was out there with the worst of them. Can I get amen? And some of you were out there with me. Or we've heard of you and you've heard of me, huh? Oh, that's right. We was out there doing the no good. Can I get amen? Amen? I call it the no good. That's right. But now we are in the household of faith. God has done the miraculous in our life. He has raised us up from the guttermost to the uttermost. Can I get amen? Amen? He has washed us. He has cleansed us. Hallelujah. He has given you a new spirit now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. A spirit to glorify him and magnify him and to give him praise, glory, and honor. And so I'm excited. Did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 24. We're going to read together verses 44 through 49, and then we're going to have the Holy Ghost have his way. Can I get amen? So are we there? Let's go. And the Word of God reads, "Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." So there's always been a witness concerning the things of Jesus. Can I get amen? "And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures." See, until Jesus opens up your eyes and gives you ears to hear, you're not going to see him. You won't see him. And for the first 30 years of my life, I could not see him. Many would preach to me, witness to me, I couldn't see Jesus. I didn't see him until he opened up my eyes. Amen. See, God will quicken you and cause you to come alive. Can I get amen? You ever wonder, well, how come my family member, how come my friend, how come my coworker, how come the person on the job, they don't see what I see? Because he hasn't opened up their eyes yet. Until he opens up our eyes, we will never see him. So look at this. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend what? The scriptures. Can I get amen? And so let him do it. He's the one that will open it up. Look at verse 46. "Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance, there's the key. Without repentance, there is no forgiveness of sins. Can I get amen? Look at this. It says it right here. It's very clear. And that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. That's the key verse right there. Until you are endued with power from on high. That's right. You know, there's many people that have confessed the Lord, but they never received the power. Hallelujah. You see, the power is what changes you. The power of the Holy Spirit is what transforms your mind. The power of the Holy Spirit is what raises you up from your dead state. Can I get amen? There's a lot of people that say, I believe, but the demons say, I believe too, but they won't repent. Can I get an amen? They believe, oh, here comes Jesus of Nazareth. Wow. Yeah, but they won't repent. You know why? Because they already know the end game to their life. They're going to be dropped into the lake of fire. They won't repent. They're up to no good. There always will be no good in them. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So this is why we need the power. Hallelujah. We need the power of God in our lives. Without the power, we are what? Men and women most miserable. That's right. This is why I wake up every morning with the joy of the Lord. Why? For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So let's look at this for a moment. Even as Christians, it's possible for us to be unaware of one of God's most awesome blessings. And saints, although we may know we've been saved, we might not realize that the Holy Spirit came to live within us. Can I get it, man? At that moment, hallelujah, when the heart repents. You see, God gave me a revelation to this. When a heart repents and cries out and they are sorrowful for their sin, God allows them to see how dreadful their sin was, and that sin was going to take them into the place of torment forever and ever. My goodness, it's in the Word of God. Can I get amen? When God brings you to that place and you cry out in repentance, that's when the blood comes and washes away the sin you cannot see, the sin you cannot feel. It's the sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve. Can I get amen? And so once the blood has been covered, now the Holy Ghost could come in and reside in you. He's not going to reside in a vessel that's not been washed in the blood. And once the power, the Holy Spirit comes in, now you're walking in grace and power and anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Even through our faults and failures, God still chooses to reside in you. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? We're never going to be perfect on this earth, but God is allowing us to strive for perfection. Can I get amen? There's nothing wrong with striving for perfection, but we're never going to be perfect here. Hallelujah. But God is the key, the Holy Spirit. And so saints, in the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel saw what God was going to do in our generation. Oh yes, look at this right here. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you. You shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Can I get amen? How many of us used to have idols? Come on. And it was not just the American idols that we watched. Oh, come on. I remember back in the day, man, those of us who had low riders, man, you got close to it, you were going to get punched. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we would spit shine it. Oh, come on, man. You know, that was an idol, wasn't it? We had those things back then. Oh, yes, we did. And look, he says, I will what? I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your what? Idols. Say that with me. Idols. Hallelujah. Look at this. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit, say that with me, my spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, within you and cause you to walk now in my statutes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you will keep my judgments and do them. You see, once you fall in love with the Savior, guess what? You want to do the things that are right. Can I get amen? That's right. You don't want, see, I learned it right away. I don't want to break his heart. Listen, those of you that are married, that love your wife, love your husband, the last thing you want to do is break their heart. Can I get amen? Well, God looks at it no differently. Fall in love with the Savior. Fall in love with him. And guess what? Hallelujah. You'll want to do the things he's requiring. But see, religion has the do's and don'ts. Oh, you can't do this, and you can't say that, and you can't look like that, and you can't, you know, all the checkoff lists. I remember I heard it best. There's some people that have dresses past their ankles, but their tongue is longer than their dress. They look good. They look good. Hallelujah. But inside, there's something still wrong. Can I get amen? Because they need the power of God. Hallelujah. When you have the power of God, you will learn to love one another. You will learn to bless one another. You will learn to edify one another and raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. Praise God. Look at this. And you will walk in my statutes and you will keep my judgments and do them. This is why I come here on Sundays. Why? Because I love his word. I'm doing what I love to do, not what I have to do. Can I get amen? If I had to do it, then I shouldn't be here. I'm here because I love to do it, because he's called me. And I understand that he has called me. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So saints, the scriptures tells us everything we need to know about this amazing gift of the Holy Ghost. And it was sent all the way from heaven. Can I get amen? So my question is this: who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is part of the triune God. Can I get amen? Identified in the Godhead. And in the Godhead is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and all three are one. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Come on, come on. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Thank you, God. Now listen, for the unbeliever, there is no excuse for them either. Can I get amen? Look what it says here in Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. So when you go outside, you look at the trees, you feel the wind. Notice you feel the wind, but you don't see the wind. Has anyone seen the wind? You feel the movement of the winds. You see the leaves blowing, but do you see the wind? And so that's how it is when someone's born of the Holy Ghost. You don't see it coming. You don't see where he's coming from, but when he comes in, it's a done deal. Put a fork in it. Can I get an amen? You will never be the same. How many of you can testify that you have never been the same since you got saved?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that's right. I remember I came home and I was drunk. The corner of my mouth was pinned like this. And I was like, wow. And I must have called 50 folks, 50 people. And they said, man, what is he on now? But one thing that God dealt with me right away, I had over 300 R&B and jazz CDs and albums, and all of it just didn't sound good no more. I got rid of them, and I didn't give them to nobody to put my sin on someone else. Can I get amen? I just got rid of them, and then I just started filling my being with praise and worship. Hallelujah. God was transforming me. Can I get amen? Thank you, God, because that's what God will do. In the Old Testament, God's Spirit will come upon individuals in order to achieve his purposes, but he could also leave too back then. He would come upon them and leave. But not in our generation. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I get amen? So the Spirit of truth is with us forever. Look what Jesus wrote, hallelujah, in the book of John. Look at this. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you what? Another helper. That he may abide with you for about 5 minutes. No, until you commit your first sin. No, he says, I will abide with you, what? Forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. Can I get amen? You see, it's hard to tell an unbeliever about the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they don't know him. And if they don't know him, they're going to say, I don't, man, what are you on? What are you talking about? Well, Jesus said plainly, the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But say this with me, but you know him. Turn to your neighbor, but you know him. Come on, do you know him? That's right. How many believe that you know him? Come on. Oh yeah, that's right. My hand just went right up. I beat you all. But we know him, right? For he dwells in you and will be in you. Can I get amen? This is where I got the message. Jesus lives inside of us. He said, I will be in you. You see, in the Old Testament, he came upon them, and then he would do his purpose, and he would leave. But God came to live inside us. Hallelujah. And look at this. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? You see, saints of God, I'm telling you, God, in his foreknowledge, before the foundation of the world, he already knew your name.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
He knew the day you would come into the saving knowledge. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Thank you, God. And so, saints, even though Jesus would no longer be physically present with them, he wasn't going to leave them to fend for themselves. Aren't you so blessed we're not here to fend for ourselves? And he didn't leave us like orphans. Praise God. But he promised to be in us. And so let's look at this right here. Why did the Father send the Holy Spirit? Why did he send him? Thank you, God. You see, saints of God, before his ascension, Jesus gave his disciples the assignment of proclaiming repentance for the forgiveness of sins in his name to all the nations. Can I get amen? All the nations, beginning with Jerusalem. And he told them he'd send the Holy Ghost in his Father's name. It's a promise upon those who would believe and who would receive, and that they would receive power from on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look what it says right here in Matthew 4:16. The people who sat in darkness. How many of you can honestly say for the majority of your youthful years, you sat in darkness? Okay, just me. Oh, we sat in darkness, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we was out there, hallelujah, in dark places. Some of us were in places that we can't even talk about up here. Can I get amen? We were in dark places. Can I get amen? The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Hallelujah. See, when Jesus comes into your life, man, I'm telling you, the light comes and it dawns and it illuminates, it brightens us. And look at this, verse 17. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, oh, just believe and just believe. Yeah, everything's going to be all right. No, what did he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're not going to receive anything unless we repent. And all repent means is we were walking the course of this world doing our thing, and now we make an about face. Hallelujah. Then we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we start wanting to do his will. We are sorrowful for our sin. We're saying, God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of the way I'm living, of the things that I'm doing. Oh, God, take these things away from me. Oh, God, I want to do your will now. And when you start crying out, hallelujah, with a heart of repentance, that's when he inclines his ear to you. Can I get amen?
Amen?
That's right. Oh, there's a lot of easy believism. Oh, yeah, people come in the altar. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And go home and still live like the devil. My goodness. Why? Because there hasn't been a change. There hasn't been a change. And so, saints, Christ's words were fulfilled shortly thereafter on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Look at this. Now, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as if a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at this. In verse 4, and they were filled. Say that with me. And they were filled. One more time. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Can I get amen? And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. You got to remember, this was a festival. This was the feast. They were required. Jews were required 4 times a year to come to the festivals. Passover is one of them. Then the next big one is Pentecost. Then it's the Feast of Trumpets. And then there's Yom Kippur. And then the final one, the feast, hallelujah, of ingathering when God will take us home. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The Feast of Tabernacles is the last one. Thank you, Jesus. And so they were there at this festival. And so many came from regions around. And a lot of them had different languages. Hallelujah. This was a supernatural event. But I remember when the Holy Ghost came upon me, it was a supernatural event. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Felipe laying hands on me. And for 3 hours, I could have been speaking in one of these languages if someone was from that region. I don't know. All I know is that my tongue took off. Now, does that happen to everyone? Some people. I know. They got power. They have anointing. But they haven't spoken anybody's tongue. This is a gift that God gives. And these are things that we can desire. Can I get amen? Look, desire it. Listen, before when the custodian led me to the Lord, I said, man, I'm good. He delivered me from crystal methane in a heartbeat. I didn't go through 1 second of withdrawal. But when I was led to North Park, they said, there's more for you. I said, really? I got everything I want. And then when Brother Felipe laid hands on me, I was a different creature. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you know, let me just say this. I was married to my wife for the first 10 years, and she didn't speak in nobody's tongue. And yet, she had the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, gentleness. It was flowing through her until we went to a play called The Fire Still Falls. Hallelujah. Brother Eric, I believe you were there too. Huh? It was at the Olympic Auditorium. 6,000 people were in there. They must have had five. It was three tiers in there, and they must have had five makeshift baptismal pools in there. And it was a play. The play was called "And the Fire Still Falls." And so the MC came up and says, "Listen, when scene three comes on, I want to encourage all of you to sing with the choir when they come on the stage." So they came on, and we were all worshiping, and the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. They had to stop the play. Hallelujah. And they said, the Holy Ghost has just fallen. Those of you that want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come on down. Listen, for 10 years, I never drilled it into Yolanda. I never told her, man, you know, unless you speak in tongues, you ain't saved. I never went there with her because I saw the fruit of the Spirit of God upon her. I remember when she got saved, but she grabbed me by the hand. She goes, take me down there. I said, okay. I was like, okay, let's go. So we went, I took her down, and we had to make our way through because the altar had almost 600 people at the altar. And I remember this one sister came up to Yolanda, and I was like behind her, and she goes, do you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? And Yolanda goes, I want whatever gift he has, I want it. And so she just said, she laid her hands, just open your mouth and start praising him, you know, and Yolanda goes, hallelujah, hallelujah, you know, she was doing her thing. And I go, so anything happened, honey? Oh. So we went further, closer to the altar. And this one brother had a suit on. I said, I was coveting the suit. Man, this guy, man, he's all dressed up, man. I love that suit, man. I wanted a suit like that, right? And he went up to her and goes, do you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? And she goes, yes. He goes, open your mouth and say nothing. As soon as he tapped her, he didn't do one of these things. In the name of Jesus. And, you know, and try to snap her neck. He didn't go charismania on her. Because it's not all about that. Can I get amen? Amen? It's about faith. It's about, okay, God, if there's something more for me, then I want it. And if they're not, I'm okay with that too. As soon as he tapped her, man, for 3 hours straight. 3 hours straight. I was like, oh my God. It was an oh my gosh moment for me. Oh my gosh. And she was crying. She couldn't stop crying. And then they took her, they go, follow me. And I followed her behind that big auditorium. There was another room. And there must have been about 300 people in there. All like her, crying. Wah, 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 oh my gosh. And then we were driving home from Los Angeles, and she's sitting right, you know, sitting gun. And the whole time driving home, da, 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 da. And I was going, oh my gosh. She woke up that next morning, and she said everything was brand new to her. Amen. She said the air, she said everything was new. And I remember why God gave her that gift, because it's a gift. It's a gift. Pastor Leo at Mission Valley had asked me if I wanted to lead a prayer team, because he was going to be teaching out of the book of Acts. And he must have stayed in the book of Acts for 2 years. But he asked me and Yolanda to lead up the prayer team for 5 services. 7:45, 9:30, 11:15, come back in the evening at 6, and then a Wednesday night, 7. And so now I know why he gave Yolanda that gift, to empower her so that she can be right by my side, hallelujah, working as a team. Can I get an amen? She was in one accord with me. There was no fussing and fighting. Nah, I don't want to do that. No. She came alongside because she was now, hallelujah, empowered from on high. And she saw what I saw. She felt what I felt. She heard the call, and she followed the call. Hallelujah. And we've been married now 25 years, and she's still following the call. Can I get amen? I'm just reading you what the scripture says. You will be endued with power from on high. Now, with your theological mind, you refute that with God, not with me. Amen. I'm just telling you what happened. And it's true. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You see, my friends, look at this right up here. The ecclesia, the birth of the born-again church, we want to look at that. The ecclesia, meaning when the Holy Ghost was poured out, that was the day that God started his church. On the day of Pentecost. Can I get amen? Amen. And then they became called the way. Yes. It was called the way. And they were, man, I'm telling you, they were highly persecuted. And guess who is the one that used to do the drive-bys on them? Saul of Tarsus. That's right. Until God got a hold of him. And God's great light had to shine from above on him. Hallelujah. And many of us had the Pauline experience. Oh, yeah. But look, when you get born again, look what God says right here. When does the Holy Spirit come? On salvation. Can I get amen? And look at this. In him, say that with me. In Ephesians 1:13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of what? True, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Can I get amen? Amen. Who is the guarantee? Hey, oh man, let me talk about that for a moment. The guarantee. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, Walmart can't give you this guarantee. After 30 days, it expires. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. This is a guarantee from God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And for 31 years, he has never left me nor forsaken me. Can I get amen? Even when I didn't feel like he was with me. It's not about feelings. Can I get amen? If you're basing your relationship on feelings, you got it all wrong. It's by walking in faith and not by sight. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. You're not going to always be on that mountaintop. Sometimes you're going to have to go to the valley. Hallelujah. But God is a God in the valley. Hallelujah. God is a God on the mountain. Hallelujah. God is a God that will lift you up no matter what you go through. You may go through depression. Hallelujah. Anxiety. Somebody may leave you. Somebody may curse you. Somebody may say vile things about you. But Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I will be with you forevermore. Hallelujah. I will strengthen you. I will lift you up. Hallelujah. I will set your feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He promises. Look at that. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Okay, let me break that down. You see that cross right there? He shed his precious blood, right? Amen? So with that same blood, hallelujah, he bought us back from the devil. Hallelujah, that's right. Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all those religious leaders, you are of your father the devil. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know that stings a little bit, doesn't it? But we have inherited Adam's nature. Can I get amen? So God becomes our father when he adopts us by faith. We are grafted in by a heart of repentance. Then he receives us into the family of God. And then we are no longer of the devil no more. Can I get amen? Oh yeah, I know some of you didn't want to hear that. But let me just tell you, that's what the Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So he purchased us back. It's a purchased possession. Hallelujah. And now we belong to God. Hallelujah. The gates of hell cannot come against us. Let me just say this. If anyone comes against you, look out. You don't have to say a word. You don't even have to curse back at them. You know what? You just say, oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. And if they continue, God will deal with them harshly. Oh, yes, he will. Why? Because we're the guaranteed possession now. And guess what? He will now allow a devil in hell to thwart the plan of God in your life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He will come and rescue you right away. Oh, yes, he will. And so, saints, the seal implies God's authority and authenticity. We are now the children of God. And our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many are so blessed to know that your names are written in the Book of Life? And since this seal cannot be broken by anything or anyone, it guarantees our eternal, hallelujah, salvation. Aren't you so blessed?
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed? Amen. See, religion says, oh man, as soon as you think of that wrong thing, you're done. I'm sorry, we have ungodly thoughts all day long. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We do. Well, come on, we live in this sinful nature. Can I get amen? We live in this sinful nature. That's right. But when they come, don't let them store a nest on your head. Can I get amen? That's it. When they come, then you go, you know, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I know that ain't God. I know that ain't God because God will give us this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. God will not send you a thought of perversion. That comes from either the flesh or it comes from the devil, but it don't come from God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. So listen, let me just say, what does the Holy Spirit do? How many of you can honestly say, the Holy Spirit does me good? He does me real good. Does he? Huh? Okay. So we're going to go through some of his attributes. Hallelujah. And then we're going to pray. We're going to pray for those who desire the gift. We're going to come to this altar. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Don't we serve? Hey, this is a house of freedom. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. That's right. Where the joy of the Lord, there is liberty. Can I get amen? So look, let's look at the attributes. Look at this. Number one, he convicts us of sin. Praise God. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin because they do not believe in me. He came to be a witness. And so I remember when God convicted me, I had $500 of crystal in my sock. And I thought, my life, I thought I was doing the right thing. God had to convict me and show me the opposite. And praise God, when he gives you ears to hear and eyes to see, you will melt before him.
Thank you, Lord.
He will quicken you. Look at this. Number two, he permanently indwells us. Look at this, John 14:16. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may what? Abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed to know he's in you? And look at this. He seals us. Thank you, God. We just read that. I'm going to read that again. In him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed, you were sealed. With the Holy Spirit of promise. And look at what else he does. This is what I love about God. Look at this. He teaches us.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's a great teacher. Oh, that's right. Look at this. But the helper, say that with me. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you what? All things. Some things? No. All things. And bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So everything that God has said through his word and through his spirit, hallelujah, he will bring it to your remembrance in the time of your need, in the time of difficulty, in the time of struggle, even in the time of study. You're trying studying, you want to put something together. He will bring those scriptures to you. Why? Because they're embedded in us. As a believer, they're embedded in us. Can I get amen? And look at this. He will also what? He guides us into all truth. Aren't you so blessed that Buddha can't save you? Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are those other Buddha and Confucius? I remember I was taking Sister Yolanda's mom to church with us. You know, when she was still with us, and there was someone on the corner selling some bean pies with a little tuxedo and a little bow tie. She rolled out. I go, well, you rolled down the window. She goes, Allah. And then she said that word in Spanish I can't repeat up here. I go, you want to start a war right here? We were at a stoplight, and there was a couple of cars in front of me. And those cars behind me. And we were on our way to church. You know that C word in Spanish. But thank God, only Jesus will lead us to all truth. Look at this. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into what? All truth. And he will not what? Speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. And one of the things that he has told me through the scripture, he's coming back real soon. He's coming back again. And we see all the prophetic signs converging now. You know, in Matthew 24, 50 years ago, you couldn't say that. 40 years, you couldn't say that. But today, everything is converging. That's right. There's an apostasy. Apostasy meaning people are leaving church. They're no longer in church no more. They have no desire for the things of God. He said that there will be earthquakes in various places. Right now, in the history of the world, or since they've been documenting earthquakes, there have been more earthquakes in the past 2 years than ever before. They had 10,000 earthquakes in the North Pole, and no one's talking about it. There's volcanoes. There are five active volcanoes, and lava's coming out of them around the world, and they tie in with earthquakes. Jesus said there'll be various earthquakes right before he returns. And then he said that there will be false Christs. So there's ministries out there that don't tell you to repent. Oh, just come up and feel good. La-di-da-di-da-da. And go home and be the same. Let me tell you. And all they talk about is your money. They will dump you upside down three times. Okay, we got them coming in. We got them when they were sitting down. And then we got them when they're leaving. Oh, come on. Yeah. How many's been to them? Okay, just me. What was I doing there? Look at this. He reminds us. Can I get amen? But the Helper, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. He will remind us how good he is. How many believe God is good? Come on, say that again. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He's good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this. He bears fruit through us. Listen, without the Spirit of God, you can't do none of this. You can't. Because we were the opposite. We were operating out of the flesh. And I don't want to put those stuff up here and remind any of us of those things, because God has delivered us now. Can I get amen? God has given us the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Hallelujah. And such there is. Hallelujah, no law. What does it mean by no, there's no law? That means you can operate this and it's endless. God's not going to put a stipulation. Well, you know, you're just loving too much. No. I know my wife will go, what's up with you? You don't love me no more. What's up? And how many of you, when you are afflicted, what do you want God to do when there's an affliction? Heal us. But there's another one. It's an emotional one. He comforts us. He comforts us. He's our comforter, right? Amen. That's right. And it's not your poly, you know, that comforter bed, poly, sealy, potty, pete, or whatever it's called. It's not that. Look at this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of what? All comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. How many of you have been in tribulations as a child of God? Oh, come on. Amen. Amen. That's right. And a lot of those situations in life, sometimes they bring us down, don't they? We think sometimes God has abandoned us, which he hasn't. We start thinking the worst because our flesh is in a type of depression. And then God comes. He lifts us out of our tribulation. That we may be, why does God deliver that from us? So we know how to comfort someone else. We will know the right things to say to help someone else that's going through. Right? Look at that. That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. And with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted with God. So listen, you're not feeling all well, you're not feeling all that, go pray for someone and you'll start feeling real well. You know why? Because you get past yourself. Sometimes we need a breakthrough. Can I get an amen? We got to get past ourselves. And once we get past ourselves, guess what? Now I want to go bless someone. That's right. Oh, but it hurts. But how could they? And we find ourselves with our head hung like this. You know, we're having our pity party. Oh, man, just rise up in faith and go pray for someone. Tell someone they're going to be all right. Tell someone that God knows your dilemma and God will rescue you in his time. Can I get an amen? And you start lifting that person up, and guess what? That burden that's on you will get lifted up. And then you'll go, man, that thing was troubling me. That's right. Because sometimes your trouble will look like it's greater and bigger than God. And God is saying, wait a minute, I'm right here. Look at this. He equips us with spiritual gifts. How many love gifts? Hallelujah. That's right. You should love gifts. I love gifts. Amen. Never get a gift that on the end of the card. Now you owe me. No. God gives freely. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And once he gives you a gift, man, I'm telling you, you are walking in freedom. You're walking in God's grace. Look at this. There are diversity of those gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. Look at this. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge. The same Spirit. Another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Hallelujah. How many believe that God still heals today? Oh, come on. That's right. It didn't die out with the apostles. Hallelujah. Yeah, some people, oh man, God won't heal. Really? He healed you the day he saved you. Your soul was healed. Can I get amen? Yeah, because sin had its tentacles around you, and God's Spirit had to come and sever that from you. Hallelujah, and heal you. Heal your mind, heal your soul, heal your body. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I couldn't free myself from the drugs and all that, but God came. He delivered me. He healed me. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God's still in the healing business. I hope you know that. Thank you, God. Look at this. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. But one of the same Spirit works all in these things, distributing to one each individually as he wills. Can I get amen? Aren't you so blessed?
Yes, yes, amen. So blessed.
I'm not going to say the name of the church, but there's some churches up in LA. We'll teach you how to speak in tongues. We have a class of tongues. What kind of garbage is that? Garbage. That's what it is. Hallelujah. When God wants to bless you with that gift, you'll know. Ain't nobody have to tell you Toyota, Honda, and Hyundai. And no. Oh, come on. You'll know it's God. It'll be supernatural. And you know it's God. You don't have. Come on, man. That's a mocking spirit. Thank you, God. Look at this. He fills us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed? He fills you with the power of God. Look at, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled, hallelujah, with the Spirit. Can I get amen?
Amen?
This is why I wake up in the morning. Oh, God, fill me with your power. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your love. This is a new day. I have not lived in this day yet. So, God, I need you. And he fills me, and I walk in faith. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. The first thing I greet that morning is my wife. And I said, she's up before I am, and she's in the back room in her devotional time. And I walk in there. Hi, honey. Praise the Lord. What are you reading right now? And she'll tell me the scripture verse. And that's how our day starts, and that's how our day ends. Can I get amen?
Amen?
You know why? Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, there's no room for the enemy to come in and think negative things. So what if there's a couple of dishes in the sink? Then it's for me to clean. Can I get amen? That's right. If the trash is full, it's for me to throw it out. Well, how come you haven't thrown the trash out yet? No. You know what? If it's full, then let me go take it out. You know, there's some practical things that we do that are so practical. And God will still use it for his glory. That we would walk in power. Because he's the one that empowers us. Amen. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You know what? This was years ago, but I said, oh God, I don't know if I could. This is before we ever went to Israel. I want to be a witness, but who do I know in Jerusalem? Who do I know in Judea? Who do I know in Samaria? He goes, Jerusalem is your neighbor next door. Judea is your friends at work. Samaria is your family members, whether they want to hear it or not. That's who you become a witness to. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That's right. See, God had to put another name on it because I was going, how do I get there? I don't know nobody there. No, it's our neighbor. It's our friends. It's our family. Tell them about me. Share the love of God with them. Can I get an amen? And listen, then we'll pray. Here's what God showed me throughout the years. Because we are not to be robots. Can I get amen? We are to walk in God's grace through faith. And we are to live this Christian life the fullest until he comes. But we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall short. We're going to say things we shouldn't have said. We're going to do things we shouldn't have done. We're not perfect. Can I get amen? Amen? The perfect one lives inside us, but we in this flesh is not perfect. So God always makes a provision for you and I to always get it right with him. Can I get amen? God didn't just say, I'm going to save you. Now, when you do wrong, I'm going to punish you. No, that's not what a father does. Can I get amen? And so it's in his word for you and I to always know, instead of running from God, we run to him. Quick story. Bishop Trout's father, Raymond Trout, I'll never forget what he said. He was 9 years old. And every time he got out of line at home, his mama would get a switch. You know what a switch is? It looks like a fishing rod. I mean, a fishing pole. But, you know, it's cut about this big. And let me tell you, one swat of that will put a welt on your leg. And so he knew that if he got out of line, she was coming to pick up that switch to give it to him on his leg. So he figured it out real quick. He goes, if I run, then the power of the swing will hurt that much more. So he knew, I'm not going to run. I'm going to run to her and grab onto a leg. And so she can't put all that might no more, right? So she's doing this. And then he's crying. Oh no. And then she drops the stick. She picks him up and starts ministering to him. And now that's where mercy and grace comes into play. So this is what God put in his word. Because we're going to fall short. Can I get amen? If I told you up here, man, you're never going to sin. Please don't come back. Because I just sinned by saying that. Right here. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the word is not in us. Wow. God makes a provision, doesn't he? God makes a provision. Praise God. God is the one, hallelujah, that strengthens us. He's the one, hallelujah, that guides us and protects us. And so he is our source and our power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. How many of you right now can honestly say that God has filled you with his power? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. And I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm going to pray for those who want a touch from the Holy Spirit. Come up to this altar right now. Hallelujah. Come on up to this altar. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. One of the things I've learned that the Holy Spirit is gentle, yes, kind. He's not demanding. And he wants to live inside of us, as I just read. And all you have to do is receive him by faith. That's right. Don't worry, I'm not going to grab you by your head and snap your neck. In the name. No, you just ask God to fill your entire being. Hallelujah. I remember, Brother Eric, I believe you shared with me that you were in a place and the man of God just walked by and someone got filled. Sister Jen. It's not all about an exercise. It's about walking in faith. It's believing God, that God has more for me. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And guess what? I want you to know this. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. And all you have to do is thank him every day for another day. Listen, he gives us one day at a time. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us today. Can I get amen? We can't live in tomorrow. And guess what? We can't live in yesterday no more. So today is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to lift your hands up to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, these are your precious people. These are your precious ones. You have brought them here in this place. Number one, they love you, Jesus. Number two, your grace and your love is demonstrated here by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, Lord, as they worship you, Lord, that you would just touch their very being, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You show them what you want to do with them. There's no format here. There's no mold and blueprint. We receive you by grace through faith. And all we have to do is yearn for more of you. My former pastor, Pastor Leo, said, every day, I just want more of you and less of me. So this desire, more of Jesus and less of you right now. And ask God to flood your heart right now with his love. Because his love is from everlasting to everlasting. His spirit of grace and mercy and truth abides in us and in you and through you. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I'm from everlasting to everlasting, for he is God. And he has sent the Spirit of promise to us. And it's for us to hold and to grasp and to embrace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as hands are lifted up right now, Lord, I pray, God, that your spirit just fills each and every one of us. Not just those here at the altar, but those that are in their seats, those right now that are watching on Facebook and YouTube. God, you are omnipresent. You're everywhere at once. You fill all space, oh God. This is not predicated to just this place. You're everywhere. And God, we honor you this day. We praise you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your power come. Hallelujah. Take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless right now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for these precious souls right now. In the name of Jesus. They want more of you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. More of you, Jesus. More of you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Let it flow, sister. Yes, God. In the name of Ikarabosia. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. More, 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 more. More of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless them right now, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 God is saying worship him. Just lift up your hand and worship him. That's right. Hallelujah. He's lifting that burden right now. He's lifting that burden right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless. Hallelujah. More, 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 more. More of you, God, and less of her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. More, 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 more. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. I just feel the Lord saying that every one of you that came up to this altar by faith, hallelujah, is he loves you with an everlasting love, hallelujah, and that he's going to continually show you more of his grace, more of his glory, hallelujah. He's going to empower you for such a time as this. God, hallelujah, what has started in you, he will complete it. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And he's doing a beautiful thing in your lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you need to walk in his grace, walk in his love, and be lost in his love. That's the word. Be lost in his love. Hallelujah. Because it's endless. His love is endless. Hallelujah. And there's mercy and grace at the cross. God bless you. We love you, every one of you. And I thank and praise God for those who have come to receive, hallelujah, all that God has for you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Many of you, God has given you special spiritual gifts, and he will show you what they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one, hallelujah, that will bring them forth, and they will be manifested, and you will know that it's from God. Because whatever's from God, It will be to build the kingdom of God. It will be to build one another, never to tear down. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. And so be blessed this day. God bless you all. We love you all. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise and glory. And before we say goodbye to YouTube and Facebook, if you're watching us and you've never received Jesus, I'm going to ask that you would cry out right now in faith and pray this prayer and ask God to save you right now, wherever you're at. And so bow your heart and your head, and we're all going to pray for you right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Listen, we love you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us. And we'll see you on Wednesday night. God bless you.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening. Hallelujah.